Welcome back
to the motherfucking Lockdown Podcast.
We are back at it.
Like a motherfucking crack addict.
Yes, sir. So
you know what time it is. We told you I was coming. Well, we probably didn't.
What did we say?
What did we say? Who did we say was going to win the chip this year?
On that trash-ass quality first video, what did we say?
Who did we say was going to win that chip? Who did we say?
Should I say it for them?
Nah.
Do you want me to say it for you guys?
No. Big Dick Micho, what did I say? I said the Raptors was taking the chip this year. Nah, fuck them. Fuck them. They didn't want to listen to us. They didn't want to listen to us. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. They, bro, people laughed at me. Ha, nah, bro. Ain't no way.
We got bullied.
We got bullied for this. Now look how everybody looking. Dumb.
Stupid.
Stupid. Retarded. They mad. They angry. I'm sure they are.
I ain't even going to get you the chance.
Stupid. I ain't even going to let you get the chance. Nigga. What the fuck?
But experience. That's what we need to talk about.
The Spurs created a monster.
And they couldn't control him.
We could.
Nigga, Terminator.
I don't even think the Raptors could control that nigga. Nobody could control him except for us all. Whatever, bro. A Spur brought Toronto a championship. And you know how I feel about that. My favorite player again. He finally my favorite player again. He did it. He killed the Warriors dynasty.
Killed him. No mercy.
He killed the Heat dynasty, too.
And also the Spurs dynasty.
He didn't kill us. We'll be alright. We'll be alright. He'll come back one day.
But let's go ahead and get into this episode. This is just going to be us gloating.
Nah, we're going to talk about the AD trade.
In all seriousness, we put our bracket up. I think it was April 24th. I have it up in my, what's it called? In my room. I have it posted up.
I'll pull up the date that we did it.
We had it the 24th. People were making fun of us because we had the Bucks and then the Raptors. Raptors advancing to the finals.
People's like, no, the Bucks are going to beat the Raptors.
Yeah, because nobody can guard Giannis.
I said Kawhi can guard Giannis but, fairly easily, my guy.
After, I think it was game two, they just did the...
Damn, you didn't put the date on the paper.
No, it's not even that one. It's the other one. I put the date on the paper. It's the 24th.
Okay.
But besides the point, they made that switch. They made the adjustment.
And I told them they should have been made it. I said, if you put Kawhi on Giannis in the beginning of the series, shit is going to go left for the Bucks. And guess what? As soon as they put Kawhi on Giannis, they swept him.
It went left.
It went real left, nigga. Yeah. That shit went all the way left.
You know, hats off to Curry and Clay.
I mean, they did the best they could.
Yeah, you know? I mean, injuries happen, shit happens. But
and, you know, like, what happens is
we can't take that ring away from them just because the injuries happen.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but with Steph, what happens is, like, you get so, like you get down and out, you know? Like, you feel terrible. Man, when you get this guest shirt, bro?
This guest shirt, and guess where I got it from?
Yeah, I know where you got it from, but when did you get it?
I don't remember.
All right, but what happened with Steph is, man, look, your heart comes out of the game. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, if when your two, like, best players get hurt, when two of your three best players get hurt, you know, your heart gets taken out of the game. And he's not, again, I say he's not a 6'8 small forward.
That can do this for a living.
He can't force a bucket. He has to, mm-hmm. His buckets, you know.
They
you know
come easy. They don't come forced.
Yeah, they don't come from force. And when you get in fucking quadruple team, you can't get it.
Well, they're
just
zoning him, basically.
Yeah, it's hard, you know. So it is what it is with that, you know. Steph, you know, he got three rings. You know what I'm saying? No Finals MVPs. I think he deserved that first one in 16, or was it 15?
15.
I think he deserved that one. I don't think Iggy deserved that one. Because, like, but at that point, they're just giving it to whoever guards LeBron. That's bullshit to me.
Yeah.
But whatever. That's besides
the point. So, a little averages here for the postseason. He averaged 39 minutes, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals.
Who was he? You didn't say
Kawhi,
he because we were talking
big
about Steph.
Leonard. One block. So, he just did his thing. He just did his motherfucking thing.
Is Kawhi Leonard the best player in the world
right now? Yes.
Easily.
Right now, yes.
Easily. He's easily the best
player. Now, we're you know, taking consideration injuries and whatnot. But as of right now, he is the best player.
And I feel like Stephen A. gets a little disrespectful when he talks about Anthony Davis being the best defender in the league. Because Davis is good. That's fair. But I don't think he's half as good as Kawhi on defense.
No.
Well, half as good. I think he's like 3/4 as good.
What do you think? Top five defenders right now in the league for you. Because I know you like Gobert a lot.
Kawhi, Roberson, Gobert.
Right now that aren't injured.
But I like Roberson.
Yeah, but we haven't seen him play in like 2 years.
Okay, but when he was playing, he was the second best defender in the league.
Okay. Just okay. What's your list?
Kawhi. Shit. Gobert. Pat Beverly is 5, so who's 3 and 4?
You got PG in there?
I mean, no.
No?
No, I don't got PG in there. Giannis is 3. And then 4, I don't know who 4 is.
AD?
Yeah, I guess I'll toss. Well, I guess I'll toss AD.
Because Beverly's probably the best defender in the point guard position.
That's not hurt.
Yeah. That's not hurt.
DeJounte Murray is definitely better defensively.
Yeah. You could say so.
I would say so.
What's it called? But
and DeJounte Murray made second team all defense when he was coming off the bench for half of that year. Like, come on now. I'm telling you, DeJounte Murray is putting up Draymond numbers next year. He's putting up 11 to 12 points, seven assists, 7 rebounds. I guarantee it.
You heard it
on like 55.
I guarantee it.
On 55 and 25. Yes, the 3-point percentage is bad, but he's not really that good of a shooter.
Yeah. But you are Kawhi. Imagine you're Kawhi right now. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Are you sane? Or are you
2 years with a player option?
2 years player option
max.
Yeah.
2 years with a player option
now,
and a max deal.
What if next year they win the chip?
Close out the player option, try to sign an extension for another year or so.
What if we're looking at the new dynasty of the NBA?
We could be, because Kawhi Leonard is really fucking good.
Yeah, especially in the playoffs.
And I think
if they handle his minutes
correctly,
like last year, I think it's gonna happen again.
So listen, if they can keep everybody and move Kyle Lowry, because Kyle Lowry sucks to me.
Yeah, but
because he's a liability anywhere else in the playoffs. He had one good game last year, and everybody's like, "Oh, okay, yeah." That shouldn't be the norm for a star athlete.
He averaged 15 for the postseason.
That's not good.
Yeah, but
I need 18 to 20 for my point guard position, and if I'm not getting 18 to 20 for my point guard position, I need elite defense. Shut the fuck up.
My bad, guys.
I need elite defense, and Kawhi and Kyle Lowry does not provide.
Then who would you try to get then?
Patrick Beverly.
But he's a free agent this summer.
Yeah,
so try to move him.
We'll try to sign him, and if you can sign him, move Kyle Lowry for like a backup, some backup pieces.
That would be really good defense because they already have really good defense as it is.
And then try to move him for Avery Bradley. Hey, wait, is Avery Bradley?
He's in Memphis.
Free agent this year,
right?
I think he's a free agent this summer
because he was with Detroit, and I think they traded him to Memphis. I'm not sure, but. Yeah, if they can get a Pat Beverly.
Yeah, he's in Memphis, but is he a free agent?
The defense on that, which is already elite defense, probably the best defense we've seen in the league in a long time.
Yeah, they have 2 defensive player of the years
and
a really good defensive power forward that can do defense on perimeter, that can play defense on the perimeter. Basically Draymond Jr., but can shoot a little bit better.
I think, what's it called? I think he's gonna be looking for like 18 mil.
So he's a free agent in 2020, Avery Bradley. So yeah, just try to move Kyle Lowry for Avery Bradley. He's making like 18. Avery Bradley's making like $18 million. So it shouldn't
that's
be too
bad, yeah.
To try to move him. I mean, that's a bad contract for Avery Bradley, but you know, it is what it is. All right, let's get into this AD trade, bro.
First reaction, yours, because you actually saw it before I did. You called me.
Why Lonzo? Like, why would you trade Lonzo? Bruh, put Kuzma and Ingram on there. And if that, okay, and then that, they probably did and it didn't work. But, like, why Lonzo? Like, god damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
If they try to do Kuzma and Ingram, they probably wanted Lonzo because Lonzo's, like, a better prospect. So, maybe that's the reason.
I think they want the Lonzo to Zion lobs.
Yeah.
Because that's going to be fun. That shit going to be fun as hell, bro. I ain't even going to cap. I'm definitely going to enjoy watching the Pelicans next year. Yeah. And I've never said that before in my life.
I've never watched a Pelicans game.
Hell no.
Like, sat down. Well, if the Lakers were playing them, then yes. But other than that, sat down and actually watched them.
Real quick, let's see. Hey, can you close that door? Like, what do you think the next couple of moves should be for the Pelicans?
For the Pelicans? So, what do they have? They have Lonzo, Ingram.
Drew Holiday.
They got
Julius Randle. Not signed, but they got Bird right there.
Yeah. And then Zion, if he plays.
Yeah, and they have a fourth pick.
Try to get a center, probably, in the draft.
Yeah.
Because Zion's what, power forward?
Yeah.
He's 6'8", so just try to get a center or something.
I really hope they don't go for Bol Bol.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about that last night.
Because I really hope that my Spurs try to get him. Because they got the 19th pick, the 29th pick, and the 49th pick. And if they could just, like, move up to, like, 13 or 12, they could probably pull off getting
Like, Bol Bol. We were saying last night, he's a really big question mark.
He is a huge question mark because he only played like 4 or 5 games in college last year.
He's 7'3". He can shoot, but we don't really know if he can be, you know, defensive orientated.
But he's so fucking tall.
Yeah, so I would take a chance if I was a team that had a lower pick.
Yeah, and then we send people to the G League anyway. So his first year is going to be in the G League anyway.
But, yeah, and then the Spurs also have been known to pick random players and make them fucking all-stars.
Yeah, so they're probably not going to get him, but we might get a... I mean, like, bro, DeJounte Murray, we got him with, like, the 28th pick or something like that, 22nd pick or some shit like that. So, and he's really fucking talented. We got Kawhi with, what, the 7th pick, and we traded George Hill for him?
Yeah. No, he was the 13th pick or something like that.
Yeah, well, a late pick.
Yeah. But personally, I mean, I'm happy...
Back to the Pelicans. What do you think what they should do, what their next move should be?
Because they have just that try to get a pick. Center.
Because they have that fourth pick and they have Drew Holiday. So what center do you think they should go for?
Try to resign.
I think they have good cap space.
What do they try to resign Boogie?
Oh
no, he's gonna win now. Try to.
Yeah. So I was thinking more like try to sign. Yeah, I mean Boogie would be a good idea.
But he's gonna be.
I think that'd be a good mentor for Zion and for all the other bigs that are there because he's really fucking good. Even though he didn't do well, but you know. Is what it is with that.
I would just say a center. I'm not sure what centers are available right now.
I mean, everybody in the league is available right now because they have the fourth pick and they have.
What do they try to get Steven Adams?
That wouldn't be bad. That
wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
Because Steven and Lonzo as a defensive duo would be pretty fucking.
And then Zion looks like he's a pretty good defender too.
I mean, he's big enough to be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure he.
And Ingram, I know Ingram's already pretty good defender as it is.
He's not supremely talented, but
he's getting there. He's getting there.
He's decent. So, I mean, because he's long, of course he's gonna be okay at defense, you know. So.
I would say like Steven Adams, maybe try to trade for him. I think the Thunder should shake up their roster.
They need to so bad. But really, I think it just boils down to Roberson.
Or how about this? They try to get Capella. Because they try to trade Capella, remember?
Who, the Rockets?
The Rockets are trying
to... Yeah. Davis. Or, yeah, they should move that probably...
Capella for a pick, and then maybe they can move that pick for something. Like another piece or something.
Yeah, but I doubt they're... I don't think that'd be a good idea for the Pelicans. Because now they're getting rid of that pick. So I would try to go like Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday and the pick?
Not just Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
And like a second pick.
Yeah, but Drew and Lonzo, that would be a good pairing.
It would be, but I think just Drew Holiday's a little too old to be with that young unit.
Yeah.
And he's very injury prone. So moving him for the Pelicans would be a good idea. And getting him for the Rockets would be a decent idea too because they need defense.
Yeah, that would be a good trade.
And I think Drew averaged like 20 points or some shit like that. Some decent.
Yeah, and I mean, what he did in the postseason a year ago, or 2 years ago, you know, people are going to, you know, notice that.
He's solid, you know? He's not a bad player. Yeah. This season, he averaged 21.2 on 47% from the field goal and 32% from the three-point line and 5 rebounds and 7 assists. That's good shit. And the Rockets could really use some good shit like that, you know?
Just
get him a lot of open shots, and he could play heavy defense. That'd be decent. And I think...
He can guard, like, the best player, basically.
And I think Capella, and I think Drew Holiday in the second-round pick, or a future first, Or one of the Lakers first.
Oh, yeah. They have
they got three. One of them. Yeah. Move Drew Holiday and one of them Lakers first.
Or two.
Not just one.
No, because it's not going to be that good of a pick, the Lakers.
Yeah, but you never know what's going on.
Okay, yeah.
Because, I mean, LeBron had his first major injury last year. Yeah. You don't know if he's going to have another one or not.
Hopefully not. Because
he's 35, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, you know, you've seen Anthony Davis surrounded by bad players. That's not going to work out well.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, yeah, I think Drew Holiday and, like, one of those Lakers first in the future would be a decent move. And I think that, you know,
they can have something special for the, like, the first time. Because, I mean, AD was nice, but they didn't really build
around him. They wasted his potential. I think whoever that fucking GM was wasn't really all that great. Yeah. Even though a lot of it was just bad luck.
I mean,
Because they got hurt a lot, bro. They had Eric Gordon, and he immediately got hurt real bad.
And they had Boogie, and he got hurt, too.
Yeah, so a lot of that was just bad luck and injuries, but, you know.
Shit happens.
Yeah.
Now, so we Lakers, guy AD, what are you thinking now? What should the Lakers do? What is their next move? What should they acquire?
Well, they don't have any more picks, so trading anything is pretty much off the table. Except for players and trading, they can't really get too many good players because they only have $27 million cap. And if AD declines his $4 million trade bonus, which I think he's probably going to, they have $32 million. So I think that trying to get a big name free agent, such as Kemba Walker, maybe Jimmy Butler. I doubt if they get Kyrie because he's definitely going to the Nets. I highly doubt if they get pretty much anybody else besides Kemba Walker and Jimmy Butler. So I think that if you can get Jimmy Butler, that'd be amazing. If you can get Kemba Walker, that'd be cool.
I would say try to get Walker because we need a point guard. I don't want Rondo running
KCP.
KCP's a shooting guard.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you
don't need a two guard.
I don't want Rondo running it. I feel like he's just too old. I would rather have Kemba running it. Kemba's
not really that young either.
Yeah, but, I mean, younger than Rondo, I'm guessing.
Sucks.
But
I think a middle name is Hurdley. Or Hudley.
It's ridiculous. But I can see, I mean, Kemba's ankle breaker. You know, he could break anybody's ankles. So I mean,
he's not Kyrie Irving
level. No, but, you know.
Yeah, Rondo's 33, Kemba's 29, so...
What's it called? So I think he can create some good highlights. But, you know, I guess just try to get whoever's out there. Whoever's the best available, whoever wants to sign with us. Just because with AD, that changes everything.
Yeah, it really does. I think...
And for the first... Sorry to interrupt, but for the first time ever, I think that the league is kind of expanding that anybody can honestly win the chip. Yeah,
they can win anything. Because the Bucks, despite losing to the Raptors ended up winning the championship. So, of course, they're going to, you know, it's going to, you lose to the champion. Yeah. You're okay with losing to the champion.
That's not bad. I mean, I know Giannis is kicking himself. I know he's working hard as fuck right now. So, he's going to come back motivated.
Hopefully, he comes back with a better jump shot. Yeah.
I mean, he's
okay. He's definitely okay. He can make a three-pointer if you leave him wide-ass open. But, you know, and he's never going to be a guy that can just pull up in transition.
Yeah.
So, you know, you gotta be the best shooter that you can absolutely be and force people to come out on you. And
in the playoffs, he was actually getting some people with a pump fake.
Yeah, you know, because he can shoot a little bit. He can make a shot. So I think that, you know, that'd be a solid way to improve himself. Yeah. Another player I think that the Lakers should look at. Boogie Cousins. Because Boogie Cousins, before his injury, if I'm not mistaken, he was damn near averaging a triple-double.
The Pelicans?
The Pelicans and on the Kings.
Okay. And, I mean, AD and Boogie already have prior experience together. They love each other, you know.
AD wore his jersey for All-Star.
Because he got injured.
Yeah. So, I think that...
They have a really good relationship.
And I think they have good... Good chemistry on the floor.
Yeah. And, you know, AD can run the four, which he loves playing.
Exactly. So, in the 2017-16 season, he was averaging, like, let me see, 27, 1.3 blocks, 4.6 assists, and 11 rebounds. Like, that's really good. He wasn't averaging nearly a triple-double like I thought he was, but 5 assists for a big, that's really good.
He's probably one of the best playmaker big men. Yeah. Jokic. Then who else?
I mean, AD Bogey probably is pretty decent.
Yeah, but probably Boogie and then AD.
Yeah. So, you know, and he can space the floor. He can shoot a little bit. He can get down in that post, get dirty and grimy.
He just has to stay healthy.
Yeah, that too. He just really needs to stay healthy. And it's going to be tough because he's 28 and he tore his Achilles or ACL.
Achilles. And then he ruptured his quad or whatever.
Yeah. So it's going to be tough trying to stay healthy.
This summer, just try to stay healthy, work on your game. And
Don't overwork yourself this summer. Yeah. Is what I say. Don't overwork yourself this summer. Work on your jump shooting. Work on, don't bang down in the post.
Yeah,
too much,
I would just say just shoot. Just try to
work shoot on that. And run.
Yeah.
Get your cardio up. Because he was a fat motherfucker.
He was getting tired. Week.
Yeah, man. That shit was terrible. I was almost disgusted with that nigga. That shit was awful. But other than that, I think that he can really be a decent player. You know, I think that he can really be a good player for the Lakers. Because now you have LeBron James and two crazy good bigs. Actually, I don't know if that's a good idea. Because LeBron James doesn't really mesh well with bigs.
Usually. He needs shooters.
Yeah.
But
so what you do is you get a bunch of shooters to surround those three.
And the big three, so that would be nice. Because KCP, and if we keep Reggie Bullock, he can shoot too. So there's two shooters right there that can shoot really good. Yeah. And then just try to get maybe two more.
Yeah. Well, did Reggie Bullock do really good?
When he was in the Pistons, he was doing pretty good. But when he got traded, you know how you get traded and you're like not that well for a little bit. I think he only played a couple games for us. He was shooting pretty good, but I know he could shoot better. We got Mike Muscala from the Clippers.
That nigga's ass, bro. Don't even speak on him. That nigga's butt. That nigga did trash, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, when he was in the Clippers, he was shooting pretty good. He's another
okay
stretch five.
Fuck Mike Muscala. Get out of here, bro. No. He went like 0 for 9 for the first couple of games when he got there. And then they just DMP'd him a lot.
And then we also have Mo Wagner. He can shoot too. But he's another big man.
Y'all have too many bigs.
Yep.
So trying to get DeMarcus Cousins probably wouldn't be a good idea. You going to keep JaVale? You think you should keep JaVale?
I feel like we should. I mean, if we don't get another big man, then I feel like
you got AD and JaVale because AD doesn't like playing center, even though he's clearly a fucking center. Just play center, AD. The fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, but he can bully all the fours, basically. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts. He can bully centers, too.
Yeah, but
he's just shorter than a natural center. He's 6'10". So, a little bit shorter than a natural center.
I just seen something. I'm not sure if this is real, but Boston Celtics and the Nets are two teams that have trade talks with Clint Capela and the Rockets.
That's on via Steve Kyler.
Yeah.
Well, he's not my guy that I listen to. I literally only listen to Shams and Woj.
Yeah.
But he got a check mark, and I'm not sure about his history. But
we were just talking about that. About Capela.
We were just talking about Capela. We'll see how that goes. I'm ready to see. I'm ready to see this league turn on its fucking head. And that's what it's doing. It's turning on its head. The Warriors.
I don't think they're necessarily over. For this year. For this year. I at least
they're
think
done.
They can contribute or, you know, go for another championship.
Next year. Yeah. I mean, the year after next.
Yeah. At least one more. But other than that, I don't think they're going to go, like, back-to-back to finals again. So, I'm actually happy, personally.
I'm looking for tweets for anything, just to see if anything pops up.
I'm actually happy that the league is more
balanced.
Yeah, more balanced, because fucking Thanos
fucking snapped it. Man, that's crazy.
So now the balance, I feel like pretty good, not like previous years, but it's gonna be a hell of a year
next year, isn't it?
And I'm excited. And so the crazy part, free agents hasn't even started. Free agency.
It hasn't even started. So, if the Pelicans decide to keep that 4 pick, who do you think they should go after?
The Lakers had their radar. They had this kid from
I think from the championship. Their fourth pick.
I forgot his name. One second.
You talking about the something? His name starts with a C.
Darius Garland or something.
Oh,
like that.
Oh. No,
that's who was projected fourth pick.
Yeah, but that wasn't who I was thinking about. I'm pulling up some mock drafts to see who I think.
So, right now we have Zion, John Morant, RJ.
DeAndre Hunter is projected for fourth. Jarrett Culver. Darius Garland is projected for...
I'm looking at ESPN here. But DeAndre Hunter, he's 6'8", power forward. He can maybe run the center.
Possibly, but he's 6'8".
Maybe so try to get him. I'm showing here Jax's Hayes. That's a center. He's 7 foot. He's going 11th.
What the fuck?
What?
Look who they have the Spurs take. Have you ever heard of that nigga?
No,
man. I haven't either. Bro.
Try to say his name for the people.
Mifondu Kimbengeli.
Where did he play?
Get the fuck out of here. Where did he play? FSU? He came off the bench. Why the fuck would he...
Oh, Bol Bol is going 15th. That's why
they got Bol Bol going 21. So if Bol Bol drops that far, we could really pick him up.
I have him here on ESPN going 15.
I hope he goes to us, bro.
7'3", 208.
I think that with the Spurs' training staff, he could really be something destructive for this league, bro. He could really be something absolutely destructive.
On every draft, there's always that question mark player. Last year, I would say it was Luka.
No, it wasn't. It was Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, that's right. Yep, that's right. He hasn't even played here.
Not yet. Nope.
I would say this year is Bobo.
Yeah, I would say Bobo. And I hope that the Spurs are really smart about their drafting. So whoever they get is going to be really good.
Yeah.
But I really hope it's Bol Bol, bro. I just really hope it's Bol Bol.
The 15th pick. Well, I'm looking at ESPN. The 15th pick, Detroit has it. Right. And the 15th pick on ESPN's mock draft is going to Bol Bol. That would be awful just because the Pistons are fucking garbage. And we saw this year. Fucking my hat's off to Blake, though. He did his thing. He was injured. He tried to play.
He did on a lot. He really did. And And I think that my boy Brian can tell you more about the Pistons than he can, but I think that the Pistons are in a terrible spot right now.
They are.
They're in a god-awful spot because they're too good to get a good draft pick, and they're too bad to win a championship.
To win.
To even win a second-round pick. To even get to the second round.
I would just say fuck around and try to trade, what's his name?
Nah, don't blow up your roster.
I would blow it up.
Nah, they're not going to because they're trying to play it safe with having removed their former president of basketball operations. They're probably trying to play it safe.
Yeah, but personally, I would just blow it up.
Yeah. Just but blowing it up doesn't always work, bro.
Yeah, but they've been on that, like, weird, like, almost in the playoffs, in the 8th seat, get knocked out. You know, they're not really going anywhere. They don't have an identity.
The Charlotte Hornets move. The Charlotte Hornets space. I mean, that's a lot of teams in the East, because it's the East, man. Nobody wants to go out East. I mean, it's hard.
I mean, the East is probably the best we've seen in a while. Everybody that's in the playoffs usually from like seven up basically was pretty good. I believe.
Everybody from 8 up was good. The Clippers were really good.
No, did I say that? I said the East.
Oh, you said the East.
Yeah, 7 up because the Magic were the 7th seed. The Magic.
Who was 8?
Pistons. That's why I said 7 up. Because at least the Magic had one game, and they have Vucevic, so, you know.
The Magic also have a future with Markel Fultz.
Yeah,
who could end up being really good. So,
yeah.
You know, and they have another future with, what's his name?
Vucevic.
He's the center.
Oh, the one that they just got.
He got hurt most of the season, though.
Fuck, they made a song about him.
Mo Bamba.
Damn.
Yeah, so, I think he could end up being really good for them.
Yeah, they got... Isaac.
Jonathan Isaac, yeah. I think he could be a damn near Kevin Durant style player.
Yeah.
Can you please put your shit on silent before we start a pod?
I'm sorry.
Cause you never do. It's always some shit with you. Shut your fucking phone up, bro.
It was ESPN.
What'd they say?
Why'd you just turn yours off?
Nah, it was already off. Okay, I tried. Yeah, I just double checked.
Yeah, yeah,
Shut your bitch ass up.
What's it called? Yeah, so if I was the Pistons, I'll blow it up. Fuck it. Just try to get a good ass pick. Because they haven't been good in a while.
Bitch ass nigga. That's facts, though. I agree. I just think that they... It's going to be hard to try to blow it up because not everything is going to... What you do when you blow up, you just get as many picks as possible. And I don't think they have enough assets to get a bunch of fucking picks, you know?
I mean, they could try their trade their big man and see what they can get.
Yeah, just shop around for...
Yeah, shop him.
Don't shop Blake. Well, shit, you can't move Blake because he just got moved.
And he got a big-ass contract.
Too. Yeah, so it's going to be hard to move him. It's going to be hard to move Chris Paul, too. That thing is ass. Oh, my move God,
Chris Paul.
Bro.
They're never going to move Chris Paul.
My fucking God, he's Chris trash. Paul's,
bro, Chris Paul's going to die a rocket.
Bro, I know. He's going to be there for the next, like, 4 years, bro. This nigga's butt. Why did you give him that contract?
That's a good question.
Why? The nigga got hurt in the playoffs. He got hurt in the playoffs.
And remember they
I
said...
I would never.
Remember they said, oh, if Chris Paul didn't get hurt, we would be champion. Chris Paul did not get hurt. KD got hurt, and you couldn't take advantage of that.
Bruh, and Steph didn't get to warm up. Because this bitch-ass nigga wanted to fucking kick him off the court. Man.
And they were up. They were up game five at home.
Them niggas is bad. Them niggas are just really bad. I just don't...
It's just their playing style, how they play with James Harden like that.
Nah, I don't even think it's that because they used to have a they used to run the I call it the LeBron James Kyrie Irving where it's like one person gets the ball then the other person like Kobe put it like this it's like the two kings so it's the two kings try to make a play and then they pass it off and if something doesn't work it comes back to one of the two kings so that's what I had that's the style of play that they used to play but with Harden going absolutely apeshit the way he is, of course you put the ball in his hands. But I think your game plan against the Warriors shouldn't be based only on fouling.
But you seen what Kobe said, remember?
They weren't going to win the championship.
They weren't going to win. Why? Because he's experienced
It's not enough ball spacing.
Yeah, he did that.
Or ball movement.
He did that for a long time. When the Lakers didn't have nobody, Kwame Brown, Smush Parker starting, he was doing that. So he knows from prior experience... That shit does not work in the playoffs. Simple.
Because they know where the ball's going.
Yeah, they can just hone in on you. Fucking, what's it called? They can just trap you. Get other people to try to make shots. And, you know, they can't.
So, real quick. This is something that I personally only think of. The Lonzo Ball and De'Aaron Fox rivalry. I fucking love that rivalry.
Me too.
That's, like, probably one of my favorite rivalries in the NBA. And now that Lonzo Ball doesn't have LeBron James anymore, I think that rivalry can really grow into something.
Yeah,
I think them two...
He got shut down by De'Aaron Fox in the tournament.
Yeah. And I think them two... I think they could be the next NBA rivalry. I think they can be Kevin Durant versus LeBron James. But on a smaller scale, not quite as good. I don't think they'll be as good as KD and LeBron.
But I feel like they would be all-stars. Both of them, at least.
I think that Lonzo's an all defensive player, and I think that De'Aaron could get an all NBA at some point.
All NBA, second
third or second.
Yeah,
I don't think he's ever gonna be a top five player in the league. But
crazy shit maybe. Happened.
Yeah,
Jeremy Lin got a ring.
Yeah, and he got it before Carmelo bitch ass. Did you hear that Carmelo was the one that wanted Jeremy Lin gone?
Because he was turning into the star.
Yeah,
because he was just an emotional lesbian.
Emotional lesbian. It's facts.
But what's it called?
What?
I don't know.
Man, yeah. So, with these mock drafts, okay, so do the Lakers have a pick anymore?
No.
All right, well, let's talk about... pick a team, and I'm going to pick the Spurs, and we're going to talk about who they should draft.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to pick your Bulls.
Ooh, my Bulls. I'm going to pick the Spurs. Pick two teams, actually, because I'm going to pick a team in the top.
The Bulls and the...
And a team in my team.
Okay, so I'm going to pick the Bulls and the Suns.
You're going to pick two teams in the top five?
Or do you
ain't going to make it hard? Fuck it. Pick the Bulls and the Suns. I will pick my Spurs and... I mean, not top five, top ten. I'm going to pick my Spurs and I'm going to pick my... One of my favorite teams, the Hawks. So...
You know who Brembry is? The point guard? I like him. He's so good.
I like him too. Everybody likes him. All right, so with them not being able to get Zion, who I'm sure that they were going for, I think that they should go after...
Who, the Bulls?
No, nigga.
Who?
The Hawks.
Huh.
Everybody was going after Zion, though.
Yeah.
So I think they should try to get... Sacramento doesn't even have a pick this year, I don't think. Because they give... Boston has their pick. All right. I think they should go after, like, maybe a Goga Bitadze.
Tell me a little bit about him.
I don't really know too much about him either, but I've definitely signed him in 2K a couple times, and I think that he's not terrible. He's a pure center, so I don't think he can shoot. He's decent. I mean, let me go pull up his stats. They don't have his stats here. What the fuck? Oh, he was in the EuroLeague. All right, let me see.
Well, for the Chicago Bulls, it's projected Kobe White. He's a point guard. Kobe White was pretty good in college. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists. From 3, he was shooting 35. And we were talking about this last night, I believe, about Chris Dunn. They don't want... I don't think they just gave up on him.
Yeah.
So...
He's not... the fans have given up on him being the point guard of the future as well, so...
So, I think picking up this point guard, 7th pick, that's not bad.
It's not awful.
Yeah, so the Bulls should, if they can, you know, get him in this round, or in this pick, they should go for him.
So, Goga's averaging 12, 6, and 1.2.
What league did he play?
EuroLeague.
Oh, okay.
So, his player comparisons are Vucevic and Robin Lopez. So, you know. His 3-point percentage was 31, so he can shoot.
How old is he?
He's 19.
Okay.
Turns 20 in July. So.
You know he's going to be all right because he was playing with grown men.
Yeah, so he'll be fine. And he was averaging 12 points playing with grown men. So I think he could probably average like 12 points coming out. And, you know, the rebounds are going to go up. He was playing on limited minutes. He probably averaged like 25 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I know there's a Goga Bitadze fan out there that knows so much about Goga and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Talk to us.
just tweet us. I'm sure they're not listening, but just tweet us. I think moving into the future, the Hawks need like a pure center. Even though I think that John Collins can play the five, I think he like...
Isn't he like 6'7"? 6'10"?
Yeah, 6'10". He's not. Not every fucking power forward in the league is 6'7". I think that he can pull it off playing the five, but I really would prefer them get a real five and have him play the four.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with Goga is he lacks athleticism.
How tall is he?
He's 6'10".
6'10", okay.
Or 6'11". I need athleticism with the Hawks because Trae Young is one of those guys that wants to...
Throw lobs.
Yeah, he wants to just toss the bitches up and, you know what I'm saying? And I think that... They need an athletic player, and I don't think Goga fits that bill that much. I think he's more...
Just more a traditional?
More a Enes Kanter-style player, and not a Blake Griffin.
Okay.
Or yeah. DeAndre Jordan. Who I think they should also try to sign is DeAndre Jordan. I think they should try to get DeAndre Jordan to mentor John Collins, and I think that... Putting him on that team would be pretty decent.
He could also kind of mentor Trae Young about how to...
Well, yeah, because he played with Chris Paul.
Yeah, he played for Chris Paul, so he can kind of tell him, hey, throw the ball here, you know, when I'm doing this.
Right here. And then, like,
yeah.
I think Trae Young, despite... He's a little bit antsy.
And undersized.
But more antsy. I think he's real antsy to try to get a highlight play. I think he's a little too antsy to be, you know what I'm saying? So I think that having a good player, a veteran like such as DeAndre Jordan could calm him down a little bit, you know? And I think that's what they tried to do with Vince Carter to try to calm him down, but it's probably going to be DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, you know, he's a rookie, so he wants to make a name for himself.
And I think he already has a name. I don't think he needs to make a name for himself.
Definitely.
So, you know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Hawks have some good cap space. They got a lot of dead money on their books, though, with, I believe, Jeremy Lin.
They don't have Jeremy Lin, do they?
I swear they had him.
Yeah, I know, but swear do they
that have they,
him?
They released him. They bought him out. So, I'm sure that they have some money on their books for buying him
out. Probably, yeah.
I don't really know too much about the people that aren't in the top five. I know a little bit about DeAndre Hunter. I know a little bit about Zion, and I know a little bit about Ja Morant. I think Ja Morant is going to be great wherever he goes. And I think that the Suns need to fight to try to get that second pick.
Yeah, but what are they going to trade?
Josh Jackson, Dragon Bender, a pick in the future, anything.
Josh Jackson is in jail.
Yeah, that nigga's not in jail.
He's not in jail, but...
he went to jail. Sure, Josh Jackson's trash, but try to trade him a pick in the future, the pick this year, maybe another pick in a second.
If they get him, because they need a point guard bad. So if they get him, that's a W, a big W.
Because they need... You might think they need a point guard because there's no one to run the offense. They need a point guard to get the ball to DeAndre Ayton. Because the nigga, it's hard for them to get him the ball because he's a five, and they don't... And there's no, like, real point guards that could recognize him cutting and recognize him. You know what I'm saying?
Play.
Yeah, so it's going to be hard. It's going to be easier if they just get him a good point guard that's good at assists. I don't think Darius Garland would be a good fit because the nigga only averaged 2.6 assists a game. I think he's more of a two guard than a one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But go ahead with your Suns. Wait, did you pick the Suns and the Bulls?
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead
so
with the Bulls.
The Bulls, they got Kobe White on ESPN. And also they have it in the
they also have him on CBS
Sports. CBS Sports, yeah. Kobe White, you know, they do need a point guard. It looks like they kind of gave up on Chris Dunn. Kobe White in the playoffs, or not the playoffs, in the tournament, he was doing fine. He faced Duke, and I think they call him actually the Zion Stopper. But, you know, they I feel like they do need a point guard, maybe just shake it up a little bit, because last year, their own fans were booing them.
That sucks.
So, and also last year, they lost 133-70 to a team. I forgot what team it was.
That sucks.
But they were doing awful. But
they were really bad.
The thing also with teams trying to tank, you kind of saw it this year. Now you can't tank because they traded or they updated the system.
Yeah.
So
did you hear about what Adam Silver's trying to do about that?
Tanking?
About the system that they have, lotto system. He's thinking about
like
doing a tournament.
Yeah, playing a game, the worst teams or whatever.
Yeah, he's thinking about doing a tournament with the lottery, and the winner gets the first round pick, and the loser, and the person that gets bounced in the first round.
It just goes by order, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that that'd be a smooth way to, you know what I'm saying, destroy the...
Tanking.
Yeah. But I don't think tanking will ever stop.
Mm-mm.
I don't think it'll ever stop. And I think that tanking is a good idea. I think that the concept of tanking is a great idea. They just shouldn't broadcast that they're doing it on purpose.
I think, I don't know, because it's kind of difficult. You're trying to lose, but at the same time, you're trying to get your fan base hope of something.
Yeah, I think the Knicks did a really good job of that, though.
The Knicks, yeah.
They did some shit like they'll have like this super big highlight play, and then they'll take that player out for the entire game. You know what I'm saying?
Like, they didn't even want to play Ennis because Ennis was that nigga.
Ennis who? Cantor?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
They didn't want to play him because...
He's really good.
Yeah, he's good. He wants to score. He wants to win. So I would say... I don't know. That tank, it's just... You saw it this year. Tank is not going to help you, basically, with anything. Because the Knicks... Everything went wrong for the Knicks.
Literally everything.
I think they had the best odds, didn't they?
Yeah.
And you saw
it was a tie with the
top with three,
because it's 14% for everybody. Man, it's just crazy that the Pelicans got the first pick. That just throws me off.
And the fourth pick now.
Zion, man, like, can we talk about Zion real quick? What if he's not good?
He can't translate to the league. I mean, we've seen it before.
Yeah.
When, a hype...
Jimmer Fredette.
Yeah, with a hype player, he can't do shit in the league. It's just so different. That's why I feel like Euro players have a better chance, just because they...
Euro players, everything is... It's, I mean, with the NBA, bro, everything... Every lottery pick is a gamble.
I bet.
Everything is a gamble. Because... how do I put this? There's nothing guaranteed. You know, like, EuroLeague players have come over before and not been good.
Yeah, like Darko Milicic.
That nigga was awful. Yeah. Oh, my God. Why the fuck? So, the Pistons really fucked themselves.
Yeah, because they got a Carmelo. And like, he would have got a ring because the next season, or the season
after that. Yeah, they got a ring. So, I think if they had a guy Carmelo, Carmelo would have had a totally different, like,
career. They were competing up until 2009 or 2010, I think, the Pistons were with their same team. I feel like most of the players nowadays from the Euro are different from back then. Because we see the Luka Doncic, we see, players from...
We've also seen Dragan Bender.
Yeah.
Who I think...
We've seen, I forgot his name, but RJ Hamilton.
Yeah.
Do you know who that is?
No.
He's a high school player, and instead of going to college, he's going overseas to play.
Yo, yeah, that's a smart move.
Yeah.
Or playing in the G League. There's another guy that's playing in the G League.
Oh, yeah, you can go to the G League.
Yeah, so, Dragan Bender didn't play in the Euro League. He played in Croatia and Israel. So, maybe, whatever, but...
It's because the Euro League is just the second best,
The second best league in the world.
I mean, it's nothing like the NBA, but...
It's a really good league.
It's still a good league.
It's more, it's less star driven and more team driven, like football. Yeah. So, you know, I think I think drafting from the EuroLeague, you get a player that gets a lot of assists, generally speaking. You get a player that's not selfish, that moves the ball.
Didn't Manu play in the EuroLeague?
Of course he played.
Yeah.
No. I think he played in Argentina.
No, I'm pretty sure he played in the EuroLeague.
Manu. I can't remember, bro.
No,
I just remember his career and how great it was for my Spurs.
I'm sure he played in the EuroLeague.
Nah, he played in Argentina and Italy.
True. I thought he was a MVP.
Let's see. He played in... Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the EuroLeague Finals MVP and champion.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you're right. My bad, cuz.
Yeah, I mean, I know more about basketball. It's okay.
That's true.
I know, like, weird shit about basketball.
Yeah, you know, like, where each player comes from, like, Six Rings of Steel. You ever watch Six Rings of Steel?
Uh-uh.
He's a YouTuber, and he does, like, NBA rebuilds on My League and shit like that. And he just knows, like, where players, like, what college players come from. Be, like, weird
team. Like, you remember when we were doing the podcast, and I was like, oh, he went to high school in Memphis for Marc Gasol.
Yeah, that was some weird-ass shit, niggas. Where the fuck did you know that?
I don't know. I really don't know.
That's some funny ass shit, bro. I miss Manu. It's my dad. Nah, he's my uncle. But to me, he's my dad.
Oh, you didn't say Happy Father's Day.
I didn't say Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day to my actual dad, Jack Hines, and Happy Father's Day to my dad, yeah. Timothy Theodore Duncan.
Happy Father's Day to my dad, Santiago, and my other dad,
Kobe.
Kobe.
The Bean.
Bean.
The Bryant. Bryant. You know what I'm saying? So... we're probably gonna put this out today. Fuck it.
Most likely.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? What else we got? So, where does my team go from here? Let's talk about my Spurs.
They had a good season for what they had. Like what their team had.
Yeah. We lost our starting point guard.
They got knocked out in the second round, correct?
No, first round.
First round?
Yeah, to the second seed. We got knocked out by the Nuggets. But if like one or two things had went different, we would have won that shit. Fairly. Like all we... Oh, fucking LaMarcus had to do was foul, bro. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Foul, bro. Basically, we just need to get a bunch of cap space. That's basically it. If we can get some cap space...
Are you re-signing...
I think we could get Jimmy Butler if we can get some cap space.
Are you re-signing Gay?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
Probably. If we don't get anybody in free agency, we only have $12 million. So, where else can we put it?
I mean, you can get, like, a one-year contract, like, Boogie.
We don't want Boogie.
I know, I'm just saying. I mean, craziest shit happened.
He got attitude problem, and he disrespected the GOAT.
So?
I don't want him.
But Pop is gonna...
No, that's gonna cause more problems, bro. I don't think that'd be a good idea. First of all, I just really don't think that'd be a good idea. But can we please, like, okay, come on, Pop. Can we please make some moves? Like, it's so fucking
boring.
When's
the last time you made a big move?
Except a year ago.
Except last year.
Before that, fucking when we got Kawhi. That's it. Yeah. We don't make big moves, and it frustrates the fuck out of me, dude. I think our biggest move was getting Rudy Gay, and I'm pretty sure we got him in free agency. Yeah. Like, bro. And, oh, LaMarcus Aldridge. We traded for Aldridge. Yeah. We traded the Portland Trailblazers for him. I don't remember who we gave up. But, yeah, man, it's so frustrating not being able to be excited about my team making moves. Because my team doesn't make moves.
At all.
We have 3 picks in this season. We have 2 first-rounders. Can we trade one and move up? Or trade them and move up? Can we trade LaMarcus? I don't want to. I think he's really good. But can we trade him just to have some fun? We never have fun. Bro, we're the most boring team in the league. And I don't think we're gonna make the playoffs next year if we don't make any moves. I mean, DeJounte's coming back, so maybe we probably will. But still, like, come on, man. Can we do something? Like,
Mofondo isn't gonna help us. What do you need?
We need a small forward that can play defense. We need a defensive small forward. I think if we can get the cap space, he would come because he's from Texas.
Yeah.
So
and he likes country music.
Yeah.
He'd be rolling up in a minivan.
Man, listening to country music. Come on, bro. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And he fit our system because we have a defensive point guard. I think, bro, come on. Can we do something? Please. We just need to do something.
Hey, Jimmy.
Please.
I know you're listening.
Please.
So can you
please
make my friend happy?
Please.
And just come to the Spurs?
Please take the 12. Fuck it, take the
12. Take the 12.
Because we don't have
a 10-day contract.
Bruh, for real. Take something. Please, God. Please. Just come for one season. One season. And I will show you.
He would definitely like it. With Pop, he would definitely like
it. He would love it. Because everybody on the team wants to win. We're built to win. We're a good team. And just come on, bro.
You know
please.
How he is? Like, really, like, competitive. Like, he wants to win. And, you know, Pop is just like that.
And he'll challenge his coach.
Yeah.
But you can't challenge our coach because we draw good plays.
Yeah.
Bruh, why does no stars want to play for the greatest coach of all time? It's really pissing me off. Why does nobody want to play for the greatest coach of all time?
You gotta ask players that.
Come on. Just come on, bro. Just give us a shot. Come on for 1 year. And then if you like it, resign. If you don't like it,
something wrong with you.
Ask for a trade. And we'll get you out of there. We got Kawhi up out of there as soon as he asked for that bitch, for real. As soon as he asked for that motherfucker, we got him right up out of there.
But was that the best trade for the Spurs?
That was what we could get. Couldn't really get nothing else.
Yeah. You saw what happened.
It wasn't a bad trade for the Spurs. We got a player that averaged like 20 points and 5 assists or 6 assists or some shit like that. We never had that before.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't a terrible trade, but it was, you know.
And didn't DeMar have his first triple-double ever?
Yeah. Yeah, man. Man, listen. I think DeMar and Jimmy would be a good duo along with LaMarcus. But we can move LaMarcus. Like, we can get him up out of there.
For what? How old
picks,
is he?
33.
Not that bad. I mean, how he plays is just back to the basket.
And bodying niggas. He's 33, yeah.
33.
Like I thought.
Yeah, so. Not that bad.
That's crazy. He got drafted by the Bulls.
Yeah, and then he got traded to the...
Yeah.
What's it
called? But I like LaMarcus. We can move DeMar if you want to. Like, I feel like you can go. Except for DeJounte.
I feel like you can get more from
Lonnie
DeMar.
Walker. Can you?
Then LaMarcus?
Can you?
I feel like you could. No?
No.
What if you trade him to the Lakers?
For what? You guys don't have shit else. Y'all ain't got nothing else. Y'all depleted y'all shit for fucking Anthony Davis. And we don't want Kuzma. Fuck out of here. We don't want Kuzma.
Y'all can get, what's it called? Courtside tickets.
Fuck y'all. Watch that shit. We should have tried to trade DeMar or Kawhi to the Celtics and try to get one of them picks in Jason Tatum. Or Jaylen Brown.
But they don't want to get rid of those niggas.
I'll take Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart.
But they don't want to get rid of
Rozier. We can take those 3. They're fine with getting rid of those 3.
No, because they didn't want to do that for.
They didn't
want to
get rid of Jason Tatum. It was Jason Tatum.
It was Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown.
No, they were. I'm sure they'll be fine with giving up Jaylen Brown. I'm positive they'll be fine with giving up Jaylen Brown, bro.
I saw something on Twitter that they didn't want to get rid of him.
Well, you don't know Goddamn.
I mean, I would rather keep a fucking Jason Tatum.
Facts. He'd be a good. Oh, Terry Rozier, by the way, he'd be a good fit for the Suns.
He's a free agent, is he?
Yeah. I think they should go after him. Or maybe Rondo if he's available. I doubt if he's available, though, because the Lakers might bring him back because they don't have any point guards.
Yeah, but Rondo's a little old.
Who?
Rondo.
Yeah, but he can run an offense.
Yeah.
He's still that nigga that can run an offense, bro.
Yeah. I mean, better than Chris Paul. You saw what happened.
Way better than Chris Paul. Fuck Chris
you
Paul.
You saw what happened.
I'll take Chris Paul, happened? But I don't want that contract.
What happened?
Nigga trash.
That nigga got pieced up. That what happened.
He did beat his ass, didn't he? Then Brandon Ingram came in and socked that nigga too. Fuck it.
Spit in his face. You saw what happened.
Spit that nigga bitch ass face. I fucking hate Chris Paul, bro.
He was gonna sign with he was looking into signing with the Spurs. Remember?
Yeah.
You remember that?
No, I don't remember yet.
When what's it
called?
I wasn't
watching basketball then.
When he was a free agent.
I was not watching basketball then.
No,
oh, last year?
No, when he went to the Rockets.
Oh, you know but who else was looking to sign with the Spurs?
But they didn't have cap room. That's why he didn't go.
Yeah. You know who else was looking to sign with the Spurs? Derrick Rose. Yeah, that would have been nasty too.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking great.
I mean,
looking to sign, when he went to the Cavs, he was looking to sign us.
I'm happy you guys didn't get Chris Paul.
I am too. I'm stoked.
I mean, if you could have got him for $5 million, that would have been mid-level perfect.
Exception.
But yeah, man, that nigga Chris Paul sucks.
Let's move on to the next topic. Fucking Chris Paul. Real quick, what do you think Portland can do to improve their roster? Aside from bringing back Nurkic coming back, yeah.
You
see that ref step on that nigga leg?
Nah,
that shit was crazy.
But apparently the ref went back to him and said sorry. He didn't mean to do that. He didn't know it was broken.
Don't give a fuck. Don't step over a player. You're a fucking ref. You're not Anthony or Allen Iverson.
Yeah. What can they do? Honestly, I think their team is good how it is now. To be for real.
Yeah, it can win in the West.
They just need Nurkic back.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm sure it can win in the West.
I mean, what's his name? Ennis did his thing.
Yeah,
he was doing
coming
his
off
thing.
The bench. That's a solid player coming off the bench.
Yeah, he was doing his thing, and he likes being there. He likes everybody there. I mean, you saw that they could have won.
Yeah,
but you know, injuries happen. Nurkic was out.
The only problem is Ennis can't start there, because if Nurkic is starting, who's gonna shoot?
Yeah.
So they have Al-Farouq Aminu coming at the four. They need to get rid of some of that cap space they got. Like, Evan Turner has to go.
Yeah.
That nigga
isn't he
to
getting
go.
Paid 18?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Why?
They have...
2016 really fucked a lot of teams.
They got Hood. He was decent. Yeah, the Mozgov contract, the Lil' Dane contract.
Yeah.
Fucked
y'all niggas had a bad contract. Yeah, 2016 really fucked a lot of teams, bro.
It's because the cap space
like it jumped so high.
Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. Say something.
Bro, I don't know what they can do though. I think honestly, I love their team how it is now.
Yeah.
Constructed, but yeah, probably getting rid of some bad contracts they have.
So, what they can do? Who's available for trade right now?
Capella.
Everybody on the Rockets, pretty much.
Yeah, basically, yeah. That's what they said.
So, they could...
Fuck it. Dame for Chris Paul.
No. God, no. Terrible idea. All right, so what they could do is, they can do a risky trade, in which they trade Yusuf Nurkic, and they get a Rudy Gobert, any, like, solid 5-3.
I don't think the Utah would want to trade
Gobert.
Rudy.
Well, they're going to have to give him a decent contract
soon
because he made all NBA, if I'm not mistaken.
And he might be Defensive Player of the Year, depending.
Yeah. So they're going to have to give him a good contract because his contract, like the best his contract could get is like $50 million in 2025 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of money to be given one guy.
Yeah.
You know?
How many years is that?
Five.
During 5 years.
Okay. Yeah, so like at the end of that contract, he'd be making close to $50 million,
yeah.
Like $48 million. Yeah, man, like I don't know what they can do. They just
we just
fire
to...
their coach, first of all. Get a new coach.
Scott, what's his name?
Scott, I don't know. I think he's good. I think he's a really good coach. And I think Dwayne Casey was a really good coach. But, you know, sometimes you got to get a new coach.
Yeah.
I think that's the first step.
Most of the teams in the West, I feel like, should shake up their roster in some way.
Except for Utah, I think they should stay solid.
Utah and Denver.
Yeah. In Denver, I think they should stay solid, too. They're getting Michael Porter.
Yeah, they might be getting that nigga back. Everybody had an amazing season last year.
They had an amazing team last year.
Yeah, so, you know, I don't think they should move anything, but Thunder should do something. Rockets should do something. Fuck it, Golden State should do something.
No, I don't think they should do anything. I think they should just give up next year.
Yeah, I think...
I think they should just...
What if they get the first overall pick?
Oh, my fucking God. Rigged. All right, so since we're talking about what teams should do, I believe we already talked about the Lakers, what they should do. And I believe we already talked about the Pelicans, what they should do. And those and are the Spurs. Two. Yeah, those are the two big names. That's who we're going to name our episode after because, you know, you got to get the views. You know what I'm saying?
I feel big like views.
Big views.
Listens, actually.
Whatever. Clicks. Who's available as a coach?
I don't know.
Wait, did the Suns get Monty Williams? Oh, my fucking God.
They got Monty.
Damn. I do not think Monty Williams is that good of a coach, bro. Why did they give up on Igor?
I know. That was 1 year.
Like, come on, bro.
He's an assistant coach now. I was talking about it earlier, but I'm not sure.
You don't know where. Yeah. I'll look him up. You're looking him up.
How do you spell his name?
I-G-O-R.
I-G-O-R?
Igor.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
I think I found him. Nope, never mind. That's a hockey player.
Suns coach. Igor Suns coach. Igor Kokoslov. He's with the Kings.
With the Kings. Oh, yeah. He's assistant
coach with the Kings. They have Luke Walton, and I think that's a good fit for them. Big rapist, Luke Walton.
He's not convicted.
He is what he is. Neither is Carl Belota. We know that nigga, big rapist.
No, they settled. They settled. Just gave him one payment with no child support. They just
Carl Malone is like the most disgusting nigga of all time, bro. That nigga's gross, bro. Man. Shit, bro.
We just have to wait, I feel like, for free agency for more news. I mean, it's already been crazy enough. So just imagine free agency with all the reports that's coming.
Yeah, so it's going to be a slow couple weeks for bods. They're going to be pretty boring.
Yeah, to get out ideas especially.
Yeah, because it's not going to be much going on until
next month, basically.
Yeah, but it's going to be a couple trades. It's going to be a lot of trades.
Actually, by the end of this month, the 24th, they're doing like the MVPs and whatnot, so we can...
Yeah, we can speak on that. That's the 24th?
I believe so.
When is... free agency is on the 4th, right? July?
The 4th or the 6th? I'm not sure. One of the two dates. I know they're trying to change it.
When I said free.
Pornhub.
When is it? Date. June 29th.
Whoa. June 29th? Since when?
Yes, I don't know. But June 29th is a moratorium. You know what a moratorium is? It's when they can agree to a trade in verbal consent.
Oh, okay.
It's the same. You know what happened with DeAndre Jordan when he agreed to the Mavericks and then got convinced otherwise.
He got kidnapped.
Yeah. So, but you can't sign a contract until July 6th. I think free agency is gonna be a fun. Free agency this year.
Fun. It's gonna be crazy. That's when
it's gonna be fun. Nigga. This shit about to be enjoyable as hell. Nigga. I can't wait.
All right. So are we gonna wrap up this
pod? Yeah, because it really ain't much more to talk about. Yeah. You know. So
go ahead, kick it off.
Go follow me on Twitter at MICHROSE Meech Rose. Go follow him at Big Yovani. Spell it out for me.
BIGYOVANI.
Take it from there.
So we're going to wrap up this podcast. I had fun.
Of course. So much fun.
We always have fun.
Always.
I do got a camera set up here, so we might pull out some videos.
We might post it on YouTube. You never know.
Keep on the lookout. Follow us on Twitter.
We definitely do have a YouTube channel.
Follow us on Twitter at the Lockdown Pod. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and get this podcast uploaded for you guys. Happy Father's
Day. At Lockdown Pod, not The Lockdown Pod.
Yeah, that's what I said. At no, the
That's what you see.
At Lockdown Pod.
No, yeah. You said at The Lockdown Pod.
At Lockdown Pod.
LockDownPod.
Nigga.
You know what I'm saying? And we going to wrap this bitch up. Fuck it. Next week, we might talk about football. Probably not, but you never know.
All right, well, you guys have a good one. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there.
Happy Father's Day to Tim Duncan.
Yep.
And Kobe.
So, catch you on the next episode. Peace.
Bye.